Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In the Bible School, we've been studying from the book of Acts, a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of May the 13th, 1925 by E.A. Elam. And at the end of this lesson, which had to do with Peter at Lydda and Joppa, we have a special insert that he wrote and was included in this Sunday school book on the conversion of Cornelius. Now we read about Cornelius in Acts chapters 10 and 11. And we're going to turn and read those accounts out of the American Standard Version in just a moment. And then we're going to turn and see what Elam had to say about this conversion and why it's included in the book of Acts. Now before we get there, you'd be turning in your Bible to Acts chapter 10. And I'll be reminding you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read the account of the conversion of Cornelius as it's given to us in Acts chapter 10, and then how Peter explains that account in Acts chapter 11. We begin with Acts chapter 10 in verse 1. Now there was a certain man in Caesarea, Cornelius by name, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, who gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, openly, as it were, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in unto him, and saying to him, Cornelius. And he fastened his eyes upon him, and being affrighted, said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are gone up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa, and fetch one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. And when the angel that spake unto him was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually, and having rehearsed all things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Acts chapter 10 and verse 9. Now on the morrow, as they were on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up unto the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became hungry and desired to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and behold, he beholdeth the heavens open, and a certain vessel descending, as it were, a great sheet let down by four corners upon the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts, and creeping things of the earth, and birds of the heaven. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common and unclean. And a voice came unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, make not thou common. And this was done thrice, and straightway the vessel was received up into heaven. Acts 10 and verse 17. Now, while Peter was much perplexed in himself, what the vision which he had seen might mean, behold, the men that were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee, but arise, get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. And Peter went down to the men and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek, and what is the cause whereof ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, and a righteous man, and one that feareth God, and well reported of by all the nation of the Jews, was warned of God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words from thee. So he called them in and lodged them. Acts 10 and verse 23, latter part of that verse. And on the morrow he arose and went forth with them, and certain of the brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And on the morrow they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius was waiting for them, having called together his kinsmen and his near friends. And when it came to pass that Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter raised him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in, and finding many come together, and he said unto them, Ye yourselves know how it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to join himself, or to come unto one of another nation. And yet unto me hath God showed that I should not call any man common or unclean. Wherefore also I came without gainsaying when I was sent for. I ask therefore, with what intent ye sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago unto this hour I was keeping the ninth hour of prayer in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright apparel, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call unto thee Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodgeth in the house of Simon a tanner by the seaside. Forthwith, when I sent to thee, and thou hast done well that thou art come. Now therefore, we are all here present in the sight of God, to hear all things that have been commanded thee of God. And Peter opened his mouth and said, Acts 10:34, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. The words which he sent unto the children of Israel, preaching good tidings of peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that saying ye yourselves know, which was published throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, even Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom also they slew, and hanging him on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, and gave him to be made manifest, not to all people, but unto witnesses that were chosen before of God, even to us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he charged us to preach unto the people and to testify that this is he who is ordained of God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him bear all the prophets witness that through his name everyone that believeth on him shall receive remission of sins. Acts 10:44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision that believed were amazed, and as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Acts chapter 11 and verse 1. Now the apostles and the brethren which were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, They that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. But Peter began, and expounded the matter unto them in order, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descending, as it were, a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and fastened mine eyes. I considered, and saw the four-footed beast of the earth, and the wild beast, and creeping things, and birds of the heaven. And I heard also a voice saying unto me, Rise, Peter, kill, and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath ever entered into my mouth. But a voice answering the second time out of heaven, What God hath cleansed, make not thou common. And this was done thrice, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, forthwith three men stood before the house in which we were, having been sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, making no distinction. And these six brethren also accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, Send to Joppa, fetch Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall speak unto thee words whereby thou shalt be saved, thou and all thy house. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, even as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If then God gave unto them the like gift as he did also unto us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, they held their peace, and glorified God, saying, Then to the Gentiles also hath God granted repentance unto life. Well, that's the reading, beginning in Acts chapter 10 and verse 1, and going through Acts chapter 11 and verse 18. It is a very unique account of conversion, and there are some things in this account that are exceptional. But there's other things that fall into the pattern of all the conversions in the book of Acts. And it's going to be interesting to see how E.A. Elam teaches us of this conversion. Here are the notes he wrote in that Sunday school lesson. The conversion of Cornelius should be studied and understood before studying our next lesson, and hence it is given here. Every step taken in this conversion must be carefully noted. Cornelius was a centurion, or captain of a company of soldiers from Italy, and was stationed at Caesarea to protect the governor and aid him in maintaining order. In his association with the Jews, Cornelius had learned from them the true God, and had turned from idolatry to the worship of God. He was a devout man. He feared and worshiped God. He taught his family the fear of God, and his influence was felt by his soldiers and kinsmen. He gave much alms to the people, the Jews. He prayed to God always, adopting the Jews' hours of prayer. He fasted. He was a just man and of good report among all of the nations. Did the man who possessed this exalted character need conversion? Even his prayers and alms had gone up as a memorial before God, and in answer to his prayers, God sent to him an angel. If any man today should be able to relate such a glorious experience before almost any church, would not most religious teachers say that he had been converted and that his conversion was a very bright one? Yet this man had to send men to Joppa for Peter to hear words from him, whereby he and all his house must be saved. There are just, honest, and moral men today, not so good as Cornelius, who are depending on their own honesty and morality to take them to heaven. If any man could be saved on his morality and without the Church of Christ, Cornelius could have been. Now we're going to stop the reading there and continue it in the next class. So make sure you tune back in.